Welcome back, DC Everest Evergreens Baseball here on Fox Sports Wausau. EverythingEvergreens.com as well. We thank all of you tuning in after the fact for our podcast coverage of DC Everest Athletics. Again, brought to you by the good folks at Country Fresh Meats as we go to work here in the bottom of the, or top of the fourth inning, and quickly one pitch and a hit by pitch for the Panthers, leading things off here in the top of the fourth inning. Logan Schuler, the catcher, is going to be hit by pitch. So that is going to bring up Dane Hoyer. We have a courtesy runner as well for the catcher. As we mentioned, Country Fresh Meats is, or Country Fresh Meats, easy enough for me to say. Proud to sponsor Fresh Meats from Wisconsin Farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice from a farm to you on 29 and J in the village of Weston. First pitch is outside to Dane Hoyer. He takes it for ball one. Runner at first here in the top of the fourth inning. Game moving along fairly quickly. Second seven-inning game of this doubleheader. Hoyer lifts this one in the air down the first baseline. Moving in is the first baseman, Gipp, and he will put it away, navigating some traffic in the process as he weaves and bobs his way around Hoyer as he was running down the first baseline. That's your first out of the inning. Cade Kneisel, your designated hitter, will then step up. He is the number eight hitter for this Panthers squad. One out, man on first in the top of the fourth inning. Runner going. Kneisel will take the pitch, and Beyer is going to take. Are we giving him a stolen base or catcher's indifference on that, since the throw down did not go? Sounds like it's going to be a stolen base. 1-0 the count. Next offering, swung on. Popped foul down the first baseline to the evergreen trees by the bullpen along the Spash dugout in a beautiful facility here in Buchholz Park. My first chance to see this facility down here in Stevens Point. Right along the banks of the river in the background. Dead ball, they'll say it hit him. The next offering is in at the ankles. And Kneisel's going to take it as a hit-by-pitch, so we have another batter on a hit-by-pitch. So runners at first and second now for Justin Morton, the second baseman. Morton, the number nine hitter, lined out to the shortstop last time up for the second out of the second inning. This one is first pitch swinging, and it's in the air to center field. That's going to get down in front of Severson. Coming around. Nope, not coming around and scoring. Coming around and holding at third base is Austin Beyer. Hoyer will pull up safely at second base. And credit center fielder Cade Severson with cutting that one off and getting it to the infield quickly, because he saved a run with the route that he took to that ball. And with his quick thinking to get it into the shortstop, forcing Schuler to hold up at third base. So the bases are loaded full of Panthers now as the lineup turns over to Brady France. It'll be his third at-bat in four innings as he takes a ball down low, 1-0 the count. France already has grounded out to the second baseman and got on via a walk but was stranded in the first inning. Again, bases loaded. Trevor Samuelson taking a breather now, walking around the mound to calm his mind as he goes from the stretch. Takes a look at the runner at second, now back to home. He delivers. Ball down low. 2-0 the count. One away here, the top of the fourth inning. So the Panthers threaten with three men on. The set and the delivery. Swing and a ball in the air to right field. It is going to be caught by Zuliger. Zuliger quickly fires it in to the first baseman, who cuts it off quickly to the catcher. And sliding in safely is going to be Logan Schuler. So a sacrifice fly. And the run will score for Brett Ayer to come to the plate now. So as I fill in my diamonds and advance my runners now in the book, get it back to Ayer now. The lefty steps in, sets, and delivers. Ball outside with two away and two men on. Third base is empty. Morton at first. Kneisel at second. And Samuelson from the stretch delivers. Ball outside. It's 2-0. Two men down, two runners on. It's a 3-1 game. Spash on top of DC Everest. Schulfer scoring on that sacrifice fly. Swinging a ball in the air to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. It takes two hops before Severson's able to cut it off. One man comes around to score. And with an RBI base hit is Brett Ayer. As Hoyer will come around to score. Morton pulls in at third safely. So a base hit and an RBI for Ayer. And it's a 4-1 ball game now with two outs. And runners at first and third. Stepping up to the plate, Mason King, the right fielder. Samuelson once again going from the stretch after cruising through his first couple of innings. He's run into a bit of trouble here in the third. Swing and a miss by King, strike one. Seventh batter of the inning. Two runs in, two outs, and two men on. Here's the next offering. Check swing. It's going to be strike two. Quick throw down to third base to check the runner. And the ball gets away from the third baseman. Dribbles away, but he's able to pick it up and get it back to the infield quickly. So we do have the runner from first advancing to second in Brett Ayer. So now two men on at second and third, two outs, 0-2 counts. This pitch is hit in the air to left field, the shortstop, and it's going to be caught for the third out of the inning. So a little pop out to the shortstop will end things here, but not before two runs come across for the Panthers, and they now lead it 4-1. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning next here on Fox Sports Wausau. Right. Some fun here in the press box. Barrett Brooks is going to get credit for Schulfer's runs, by the way. We're going technical on the scoring. So Schulfer has not scored a run today. The burden of being the catcher as this pitch is lifted in the air to left field. That is gone! A lazy fly ball turns into a home run for the leadoff batter for DC Everest. Brady Sendelbeck, and suddenly the Evergreens have two taters in this one. Sendelbeck, second pitch swinging, gets one in the air to left field, and it just carried in the night air here at Buchholz Park in Stevens Point. 4-2 our score now. The Evergreens have struck back, but again, you know what they say, it's not the solo home runs that'll get you. So they're open to string together a few hits here this inning as well. They'll claw back into this one. In the bottom of the fourth inning again, DC Everest, the home team for this game here at Buchholz Park. It is technically their home game, although they are occupying the visitors' dugout on the third base line. So Reese Gaber, the two home runs allowed in this one, and now a first pitch ball to Hunter Gipp, the first baseman. Gipp reached on a walk and came around and scored. Excuse me, Hunter Gipp was the other one with the home run back there in the second inning. And we're going to have a time out called by Coach Craig Terpstra. He's going to come out and settle his pitcher. Gaber, the senior, pitching the second game of this doubleheader. And we mentioned we'd talk about it in a previous inning. Logan Schulfer, the outing that he had in the first game was nothing short of spectacular. Schulfer going six innings, allowing just a couple of hits, four or five walks, several strikeouts as well in that one. Schulfer has given up just one earned run all season in Valley play and extended that shutout streak that Spash had coming into today to four games. So the meeting on the mound is broken up. The next offering is a ball outside, 3-0. The count to Hunter Gipp. Again, Gipp had that first home run of the ball game. And he'll take a strike on the upstairs corner and outside. So 3-1 the count to Gipp. Brady Sendel back with the second home run just a couple of moments ago. And Gipp is going to swing at the 3-1 offering. It's to the second baseman, Morton. He collects it over to Kelly at first. And it's a 4-3 putout for the first out of the inning. Trevor Samuelson will step to the plate. Samuelson, the pitcher, flew at the left fielder for the first out of the second inning, looking to help his own cause here now with one down. Takes ball one on the outside corner. Next offering from Gaber is a strike right at the belt across the heart of the plate. So 1-1, the count levels up. Again, one run apiece for the Evergreens in the second and fourth inning. This pitch swung on, and it's on the ground at the second baseman. Diving stop. He'll come up and throw to first. Not in time. The ball gets away to the catcher, who is backing the play up in front of the Spash dugout. So Trevor Samuelson on with a base hit, just confirming with the official scorer. It's a base hit in my book. It's a base hit in his book. And Samuelson will take it. That brings up the second baseman, Brady Pizer, and that will bring up a courtesy runner as well for the pitcher, and that is going to be Nick Latendresse. So number 20, Brady Pizer, the second baseman, will step up to the plate. Latendresse come in to run. From the stretch, ball one. Down and in from Gaber. So 1-0 the count with one away. In the bottom of the fourth inning, the Evergreens looking to chomp into this deficit. Here's strike one on a pitch at the belt from Gaber. One and one the count, one away. This pitch swung on a little chopper fly ball. It doesn't get much above the ground, but it's going to land in right field. And going from first to third on the play is going to be Samuelson. A lazy fly ball, if there ever was one, from Pizer to right field is going to be a base hit into the Bermuda Triangle there. And the courtesy runner, Latendresse, is in safely at third. So that is going to bring up Ty Trotter, the left fielder for the second game. Trotter, the losing pitcher in the first. Reese Gaber, check the runners, and that is going to be a strike on the inside corner and up. They'll say he caught the letters. The catcher had to reach for it, but it's a strike nonetheless. 0-1 the count. Second pitch, ball down and in. So 1-1 the count with one out, two runners on. It's Latendresse, the courtesy runner at third. Heiser at first. Ball down and in the dirt. So 2-1 the count now to Trotter. 4-2, Spash leading D.C. Everest with one out. Evergreen's looking to battle back in this one after losing game one. There's a strike on the inside corner at the knees, 2-2. Nice breaking pitch there from Gaber. So two balls, two strikes, one out for Ty Trotter. Trotter takes that one in, has to get away from him. And the runners are going to advance as Samuelson wandered down to second base. They'll throw down to third to check Latondres. And Latondres is back safely after Trotter had to turn away from that pitch, nearly hit him. He doesn't want a hit batter, though. He wants a base hit here to bring in a couple of runs. There's strike three on the inside corner. Ty Trotter with the pitch that put me in the broadcast booth. He is left talking to himself back on the way to the dugout. A strikeout at the knees looking. You got some action down in the Spash bullpen right now. A couple of guys getting loose. So with two outs, Reese Gaber is trying to work around that leadoff home run, and now two more batters on base to get out of this inning with minimal damage. Strike one to the next batter, Zuliger, the right fielder. Zuliger takes strike two as well. Zuliger's already struck out once today. Also went 0-2 in the previous game. The next pitch is going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Gaber is able to work around the leadoff home run. The next two batters get on and stay on. They are going to be left on base. So the Evergreens do get one back, but they still trail by two. 4-2 our score as we head to the fifth inning. You're listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Wausau. On to the fifth inning. The Spash Panthers leading the D.C. Everest Evergreens 4-2. Here on Fox Sports Wausau, I'm Mike Leishner. Not your usual D.C. Everest play-by-play man. Chris Conley unable to make the game today. He's looking forward to bringing you more D.C. Everest baseball, though, as the weekend progresses. As Jack Kelly will lead things off, the first baseman for the Panthers. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Spash the visiting team in this one, despite this game being played down here in Stevens Point. Kelly with a strikeout and a flyout. First pitch swinging is going to pop this one up right behind home plate. It is out of play for strike one. A few people checking themselves up here in the press box. It was in our neighborhood, but everybody's all right as Kelly swings on this one, pops it up behind home plate once again. And that one's over the grandstand and into the parking lot. Again, back where I parked the WSAU Jeep. We'll have to check on that later. 0-2 the count to Kelly. Samuelson sets and delivers as Kelly fouls this one back to the screen once again, hanging in there. Again, 0-2 the count to Kelly as Trevor Samuelson takes his time working from the stretch here with nobody on. Leadoff batter for the fifth inning, top of the fifth. Set and the delivery. That's a breaking ball inside at the belt, 1-2. Trying to get Kelly swinging on that one. He's offered at that pitch a couple of times today. Samuelson from the stretch, fastball up and in, 2-2 the count. So after offering at the first three and fouling them off, Kelly has taken the last two. Here's the next one. This one is swung on, and it's grounded foul down the third base line to the D.C. Everest dugout. So Kelly is making Samuelson work for this one. Sixth onto the seventh pitch now of the at-bat. From the stretch, and it's a ball up and down the middle. 3-2 the count, loaded up. And Kelly has struck out and flied out to the second baseman so far. He's looking to get on base for the first time here in the second game of this doubleheader. This pitch swung on, lifted in the air on the right side. Right fielder coming in on it is Zuliger. Zuliger camping underneath it, and he's going to make the catch for out number one. So Jack Kelly scored one run here in the ball game, or in the first game of this doubleheader, but he does have a couple of strikeouts as well. It's not been the best day at the office for Kelly. Next up in the batting order for Spash, Austin Beyer, third baseman. With nobody on and one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Second game of this doubleheader, moving right along as the first pitch is out of the reach of the catcher and back to the backstop. 1-0 the count. It's not exactly the been the Chamber of Commerce type day for baseball. As the second pitch is down low for ball two. Mentioned it before, our game time temperature for game one of this doubleheader was 48 degrees. 48 degrees was also your game time temperature for game two. We've dropped down to about 46. I tell you, it's definitely not gotten warmer. We're on a nice cool night here down by the river in Stevens Points. This second offer, third offering is fouled off, grounded behind the backstop. So 2-1 the count. Just a little chopper foul that went down the first base side, third base side. Looking to borrow my pen as we work the 50-50 drawing. Yes, go ahead and borrow my pen. Not a problem. Being as strike on the outside corner, 2-2 the count. The 50-50 tickets, and it looks like they're getting ready to be drawn. I am not in on this drawing. And thank you for returning my pen. You know how it goes. They borrowed my pen to write the amount down on the 50-50 envelope. This pitch lifted in the air to right field, and it's going to split the defenders. And on with a double is going to be Austin Beyer. Austin Beyer got a hold of that one. It held up in the air for what seemed like minutes. And it split the left fielder, or the right fielder, and the center fielder, Severson and Zuliger. So he's on with a double with one out, is Beyer. And that is going to bring up the catcher, number 21, Logan Schulfer. Schulfer was the winning pitcher in game one, and he takes the first offering inside at the belt, 1-0. And Schulfer went six scoreless in that first game to earn the victory. With one out. He's already been on base twice. Technically has not scored a run. Is the catcher he's been courtesy run for. As he takes ball two now, 2-0 the count to Schulfer. Samuelson working from the stretch with a man on second and one out. Evergreen's trailing 4-2. Schulfer takes strike one at the knees and outside. 2-1 the count. From the stretch is Samuelson. He checks the runner at second. Schulfer offers at this one, chops it on the ground to the third baseman. He throws over to first, and that ball is going to get away from the first baseman, Hunter Gipp. So Schulfer is going to be on, and it's going to be an error on the third baseman. Error on the throw, they'll say. And Brooks is going to courtesy run for him again. So amongst the error by the third baseman and the chopper down the line, the runner at second, Beyer, advances to third. So now we have two men on with one out. And coming up to the plate is Dane Hoyer. So Hoyer steps in, takes ball one, and the courtesy runner is going to go into second base uncontested. So runners at second and third now as Hoyer steps it back in. Brooks, again, the courtesy runner at second. Beyer at third with one out. Here, the Panthers leading 4-2, threatening for more. Offering inside at the shins. It's 2-1, or 2-0. I beg your pardon, with one out. Hoyer steps back out, now steps back in. The set and the delivery. It's a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Infielders playing in now for the Evergreens, looking to chop down the run at the plate. Here's the next offering. That's a ball up high, 3-1. Looking to minimize the damage here are the Evergreens. They already trail 4-2, haven't been able to string together hits. Their two runs have come off home runs. And those aren't what's going to beat you. Here's the offering outside. It's ball four. They've walked the bases loaded. As Hoyer heads down to first, the bases are now loaded. Infielders will come back a little bit. And the designated hitter, Cade Consell, will come to the plate. Still just one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Consell, first pitch swinging. He's going to lift this one in the air down the right field line, and it's foul. It's a loud strike. Consell will come back to the plate now after the long foul ball, 0-1, and await the next offering from the stretch for Samuelson. Ball inside at the shins, 1-1. Tense moment in this game with the bases loaded and a 4-2 lead for Spash. Here's the next offering. It's swung on and grounded to the shortstop. He's going to gobble it up, chooses to go home, and the throw is not in time. An infield single, and everybody is safe. So advance the runners. Kneisel goes to first. Base hit and an RBI, and Justin Morton, the second baseman, now will come up. And a 5-2 lead for the Panthers. Morton looking to add to it. One run home this inning after loading the bases. Dirk Kelly started out the inning with a leadoff flyout. Since then, the next four batters have reached. And head coach Dave Langben is going to come out to the mound and chat with his infield. It's a meeting at the infield, the entire infield, I should say, is at the mound for a meeting. That gives us a chance to remind you that today's broadcast here on Fox Sports Wausau brought to you by the Inner City State Bank in the Wausau area. They're a simple, straightforward bank that exceeds your expectations with convenient locations located in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. This is the Inner City State Bank, proud to bring you DC Everest baseball today here on Fox Sports Wausau. How about the folks at Abra Auto Body as well? Sports is competitive, Auto Body work is competitive as well. Until you know everything that Ebra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. That's Ebra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. Umpires come out, break up the meeting on the mound, and it's actually going to end with a new pitcher for the Evergreens. Coming in to pitch for DC Everest, it's going to be Nolan Hoppe. So Hoppe to the mound for the Evergreens, and Trevor Samuelson's day is done. His book is not closed, however. His work is done. The book is not closed. He is still responsible for all three runners on base. And Schulfer, Hoyer, and Konzel. So the explanation from the official chuckling because the new pitcher for DC Everest is entering in the seven spot in Brady Pizer's spot in the batting order. So Pizer was the second baseman. His day at the office is now done as well, as it looks like Jackson Miles is now at second base, moving over from third. So our new pitcher, once again, is number 22, Nolan Hoppe. Nolan Hoppe was not in the lineup to begin with today. Our new third baseman is number 28, Hunter Gipp. So Gipp is moving over from first to third. The new first baseman is number 12, Trevor Samuelson. Samuelson was pitching, so he is now going to third. Again, Brady Pizer is out because the new pitcher is coming in the seven spot. And that is Nolan Hoppe. And the first pitch from Hoppe is a strike. By the way, second baseman Justin Morton still the batter after all of that. So 0-1 on Morton. Next offering from Hoppe comes from that sidearm slot. It's swung on and chopped on the ground to the third baseman, and the third baseman misplays it. Again, the third baseman now is Gipp. The ball skips over his glove. Everybody is going to be safe once again, and another run comes in to score for the Panthers. So Hoyer moves over to third. Moving over to second as Konzel. And Morton is on at first with an infield hit. So with one out, the bases are still loaded, and the line has moved now. The lineup has actually turned over to Brady France, the center fielder. France has one outs, and again, the sack's loaded. France swings and lifts this one in the air to left field. Trotten is there to get it. He's got it for the second out. It's going to be a sacrifice as the runner from third will tag. The runner from second will tag. They'll both move over. The runner at first is going to stay home. So Morton is still at first. Hoyard comes around to score. And that's now three runs in the inning. It's a 7-2 game, and this one is starting to get away from the Evergreens. The flyout is the second out of the inning, and Brett Ayer is going to step in. So with two outs, The runners now at third and first. Seven to two, our score. It's a 5-run lead now for Spash. First offering from Hoppy. The sidearm delivery is inside. 1-2, or 1-0 with the counts with two outs. That's where the two came from. Two runs in the second inning. Another two runs in the fourth inning, and now three here in the fifth. The Panthers threatening for more with two outs. Second offering is going to be low and outside for ball two. The runner is going to advance to second without much of a throw. So Morton now on at second. Opens up first base. Double play is not a factor with two outs. But now he is in scoring position. That could really open things up here if Eric can get a hold of one and send one to the outfield in fair territory. Sidearm fastball outside, 3-0 the count. And now Hoppy in danger of losing this batter. As again, five consecutive batters had reached after Kelly flew out to start the inning. There's a strike on the outside corner before Francis sacrificed fly to left field. Five consecutive batters had reached. 3-1 the count with two down here in the top of the fifth inning. An inning that has gotten away from the Evergreens. Hoppy's delivery is swung on and chopped to second base. Pizer is going to pick it up, throw over to first, and that will end the inning. But not before three runs come in to score. Two more get left on the bases. It's 7-2. Spash on top of DC Everest here on Fox Sports Wausau. Back here for the bottom of the fifth inning, the DC Everest Evergreens needing to battle back in a hurry here in this one as the first offering is in for ball one. Cade Severson is your leadoff batter. He is the leadoff batter here in this fifth inning, the bottom of the fifth. The offering from Reese Gaber, who has gone the distance so far for Spash. Swing and a miss, strike one, 2-1 the count. As we are now hitting the lights here in the press box. Strike two is in, 2-2 the count. The lights again are on here as the sun sets and the temperature drops down by the river in Stevens Point. Next offering is up and high for ball three, 3-2 the counts. Buchholz Park here in Stevens Point, the venue for this one, even though DC Everest is batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. They are the home team for this one. Count rides at 3-2 as Severson sends that one foul down the third baseline, clanging off the bleachers. Full counts to the Evergreens center fielder, and he's walked. So the fifth inning begins with a walk to Cade Severson. And that brings up the second baseman, Jackson Miles. It's part of that musical chairs-type change in the infield in that last inning. It's the infielder shifted around to bring in the new pitcher. Nolan Hoppy, who's going to bat seventh. Here's the delivery, swing and a miss, strike two to Miles, 0-2 the count. Reese Gaber, who is outside of those two solo home runs, has been able to navigate this Evergreens lineup without much difficulty. Here's the next offering, and it's in the dirt, ball one. Miles steps back to tell Severson to stay at first base. One ball, two strikes the count. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. This one is swung on, chopped in between the left side of the infield between third and short. So there's another base hit for the Evergreens. So Severson on to second, Miles to first, and we have a meeting on the mound, and we're going to have a pitching change for the Panthers. As Spash coach Craig Terpstra is motioned down to the bullpen. Who is it that will be coming in? It's running in from their right field bullpen. We will see who it is here. As Reese Gaber's day is done. His book is not done. He's responsible for runners on first and second. But we will have a new pitcher for the Panthers. Not yet seen the number on the back of the uniform. It looks like a single digit. Dylan Davis is who it is. He's number 7. And we'll see where he's going in the lineup. Dylan Davis to pitch. Looks like that is the only change, as of course the Panthers were DHing for the pitcher, so it appears that is the only change so far. 7-2, your score. Dylan Davis on to pitch for Spash. The book on Gaber not closed. He is still responsible for 2 runners on base. But he can only be the winner because he will leave with the game at 7-2. So those 2 runners would not put the Panthers behind. Pitching change allows us to remind you that DC Everest Baseball here on Fox Sports Wausau is brought to you by the Red Clover Market. In Weston, it's your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. That is the Red Clover Market in Weston, in the village of Weston. Warm-up tosses for Davis are complete. So to the plate for DC Everest. Owen Latondras to the plate. Number 13 is your shortstop. Latondras at the plate, Miles at first, Severson at second is your reset. With nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth, and the umpire is going to call time. So we still wait the first offering from Davis. The set and the delivery from the stretch as the ball down low. 1-0. Davis waits for the next delivery. This one is swung on and hit on the ground to shortstop. Air's going to gobble it up. He's over to Morton at second for 1. On to first, and it's in time for the double play. 6-4-1 DP. 4-3-2 DP is the scoring. So that will clear the bases. Or not quite clear the bases. We do have Severson advancing to third. And Sensbach is going to be your batter, the DH, Brady Sendelbach, and he takes strike 1 with 2 outs and a runner at third. So the double play nearly closes the book on Gaber. He's still responsible for the runner at third base, though. 1-1 the count. With 2 down, Sensbach at the plate. Sendelbach waits the offering and takes it down low, 2-1. Sendelbach today does have a run to his credit, and that was the home run back in the fourth inning. He's also struck out, so 1-for-2 as Sendelbach takes the ball down low. It's now 3-1. With two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Spash leading 7-2. Sendelbach gets a hold of this one, and it's going to be up the middle for a base hit, nowhere near the shortstop or the second baseman. The run will score. Cade Severson taps home plate, and it's a 7-3 ball game. As Sendelbach gets his second RBI of the day. That will bring third baseman Hunter Gibb to the plate. Gibb was at first base, now at third base. He also has a home run to his credit today and has grounded out. So Gipp steps into the right-handed batter's box and waits on delivery. It's a hit to the shortstop. He is going to take it and toss it on to second. And that is going to be the end of the inning. So Gipp grounds out on the fielder's choice to end the inning. And we will head to the sixth with your score, Spash 7, DC Everest 3, here on Fox Sports Wausau.